With the recent groundbreaking of Arizona State University's new campus at Mesa City Center, a lot of changes are on the horizon for once sleepy downtown Mesa. Here's Mesa Mayor John Giles.
The first conversation I had with Dr. Crow a few years ago, Dr. Crow said, if we come to your downtown, we will change it forever in a very positive way.
And with the new campus, ASU President Michael Crow and Mesa Mayor John Giles are not only promising a new building and 800 new students, they're promising to put the city on par with other media giants like Hong Kong, Sydney, even New York City. But what's their plan to deliver? Our co-host Lauren Gilger sat down with the duo to find out.
You know, downtown Mesa is, I have a lot of affection for it. I grew up there, and back in the day, it was the center of the universe. You had downtown Phoenix, you had downtown Mesa, and nothing in between. It's got great bones. We've got these 150-year-old red brick buildings, this very authentic character. We've added an art center, we've added light rail, and we've added, you know, a lot of really great puzzle pieces to make this a really wonderful part of our city. But we've always lacked something. And the addition of the ASU at Mesa City Center puzzle piece right in the heart of that is really what's going to bring it together.
So, Dr. Crow, what do we mean when we say it will be a world-class media center? What kind of programs will we see here?
Well, just backing up from that a little bit, I mean, Mesa is a fantastic partner to ASU. We share the same objectives, which is how do we make this an enhanced place to live, raise a family, build a business, become creatively engaged? How do we connect into the new economy as it is emerging both within the U.S. and globally? And so working with Mayor Giles and other leaders in Mesa, we said, well, one thing that we could do is we could work in downtown Mesa to build something that doesn't exist in this part of the country, and that's a hugely powerful, state-of-the-art, next-generation digital creativity center. Take all the assets of the university, our film school, our digital culture group, our art, media, and engineering group, our computer science activities, bring that all together, create this facility, attract students, faculty, creators, and others to that, link it to our new facilities in Los Angeles, link it to new activities that we have going on around the country, tie all of this together, and then enter center stage with this fantastic facility equal to the facilities in Hong Kong, New York, Singapore, Sydney, other places. And so that's basically what we've done.
What kind of students are you expecting to have? This is about 800 students. They will be living in downtown Mesa as well?
So the way that this works is the number of students will ultimately be in the thousands. And mm-hmm. So what we see happening is not only students that come for degrees, but students that come for special programs, students that come as a part of the community, people that come to be creative. So what we're doing is imagining now there are no limits to what you can do digitally. You can work in every creative arena imaginable. And if you have that as a foundational thing, you build a series of programs around that and you use that to create this basically creative, explosive kind of energy and opportunity. So we just think there'll be no limit to what we're able to do there.
So comparing this to Hong Kong, to Sydney, it seems like a long shot, right? What else needs to happen around this to sort of build that? Or is it not a long shot in your head?
I don't see it as a long shot at all. When you look at really the success that has already occurred in places like downtown Phoenix, where this model has been very, very successful, to me, this is, we're not out on a limb at all in thinking, having grand expectations for this. Hmm. So we're very excited that ASU is coming and that we're going to duplicate the success we've seen other places in downtown. Particularly excited, as Dr. Crow mentioned, with the program that they're bringing. That's another thing that I think really guarantees the success here, because when you're talking about augmented reality, artificial reality, 3D design, this kind of cutting-edge technology applies in all disciplines. And the business communities, the industries, are really looking to institutions like ASU to provide the employees that they need. And we're very fortunate that that's going to be occurring in downtown Mesa.
Yeah.
So Hong Kong's economy and population is about the same size as Arizona's. Sydney is the capital of the New South Wales state in Australia, about the same size as Arizona also. Hmm. And so this notion of us never quite grasping the actual scale of Arizona, never quite grasping the fact that we are either going to be a part of this new economy or we're not. Mm-hmm. So we've decided to basically accept the fact that this is a fantastic place, accept the fact that Mesa is a major city in the United States, accept the fact that Arizona is a major global economy, accept the fact that we've got to move forward in the new economy with everything that we can do, including this digital creativity center at Mesa, and make all these things happen. And so Sydney, Hong Kong, all these places, they're basically just places that we compete with. And what we have to realize is that that's who they are. They're competitive, both allies and competitors all at once. What that means then is that if once we understand this, and once we understand the nature of the actual global economy, all these things just start fitting in, and downtown Mesa will become one of these centers of vibrant creativity, the arts, new media, digital media, other things that are happening, businesses, spin-out companies. There were people at the kickoff event coming up to me, giving me their card. They're already moving there in anticipation of what's going to be happening in the new center.
Yeah, so it sounds like, Dr. Crow, like this is the kind of question you've been asked probably over and over again as you've built ASU. What, downtown Phoenix could never be this, or
yes,
Tempe could never be this.
Yes.
You just sort of dismiss that and say, if we build it, it will be.
Yes, I definitely think that way. I mean, I've been asked, like, why am I here? We don't need you. This is a nice mediocre community with mediocrity as our objective. And I said, well, okay, Mr. Mediocre. I said, there's one problem with mediocrity. You don't stay mediocre. You just drift to bad. And so you either have to be moving forward in the new economy, creating new opportunities for young people, creating new opportunities for jobs, creating new opportunity for people that want to be moving here, including older people, making all these things happen, or you just sort of drift into oblivion. And so I'm not a big drifter into oblivion. Let's make things happen.
Yeah.
You know, that's a great point. One of our fears as a community, we don't want to be that city where you come back and visit grandma and grandpa. Mm-hmm. We want to be one of those cities like the Austins and the Salt Lakes and the Denvers and the San Franciscos and the Phoenixes that are investing in themselves with an eye forward to maintaining the great momentum we have and creating a place where our children and grandchildren can choose to live if they want to.
I want to ask you about something Dr. Crow got at, Mayor Giles, is this idea that if you build something like this in the middle of downtown Mesa, it changes the city around it, right? It spurs other growth. What else do you want to see happen? What else is already on the table?
Well, first of all, I think we want to maintain the great character that we have. We don't need to start over again in downtown Mesa because it's a place we have a lot of affection for, a place that we've already worked really hard on. But it still has ways to go, obviously. So we want people. We want to create living opportunities for students, yes, but for people of all stripes. We want there to be economic activity. So we want people, we want businesses, we want particularly those types of activities like ASU where we're investing in ourselves and building even more momentum.
Is the community there behind it, Mayor Giles? Like, are you starting to see any kind of pushback? Are people worried about what this is going to look like because Mesa's been there, downtown Mesa's been there and historic for quite some time?
And it's been on a decline for quite some time. And so, yes, there's a lot of people that are excited, very excited, to see the momentum shift and a new direction in downtown.
Yeah.
Well, Mesa has an unbelievable opportunity with the decision to extend the light rail. That was a big part of our calculation. That means our kids can move back and forth anywhere easily. They don't have to drive. They can take the light rail. They can take the university's bus system that we have. And so the city owns a lot of land along the light rail. Private developers are looking at that. Other people are looking at that. We think there's a huge boom opportunity. As one thinks about the new economy, it's completely different than the way that things used to operate in the past. The way workers are brought in, who the workers are, how they come across, how they're educated, how they connect. And what we're doing here is we're modernizing everything. And this is a small infrastructure catalyst investment to help get these things going.
I want to ask you one more question, Mayor Giles, about how this will shift things in downtown Mesa in terms of affordability. That's been, I know, a big concern of a lot of the people who have been investing in building downtown Mesa, and I think Mesa's done a better job than others in making sure there are some affordable housing options. Will this drive up prices?
Yes, it will, and that's not a bad thing. I mean, we understand the negative side of gentrification, but right now, as the light rail came into Mesa, there was early on we committed to several affordable housing projects. Mm-hmm. So they're in place, and that was by design. So before the property values increased to the point that those projects wouldn't be viable, we've already locked them in. Now what we lack and what we're developing as we speak is market rate housing, both for sale and for rent. So that's the wave that's making its way into Mesa right now. And so there's going to be a healthy balance. We already have just organically a lot of housing that is affordable in West Mesa because it's an older part of our community. So what we're trying to do is reinvigorate those neighborhoods. And yes, we do want to bring up the income levels of the kind of declining West Mesa neighborhoods.
Dr. Crow, last question goes to you. How does this fit into your broader goals in terms of building ASU as this global institution, this new American university?
Well, first, we have a very different view of what a university should be, to be of greatest service to the community. So we've had this theory of a couple of theories for the last almost 20 years now, advancing ASU, of one university in many places. And that means distributing the university throughout the community in ways in which we can be of greatest service. Our approach to the university overall is to engage at the social scale, to engage communities for their success, to focus on individuals from every family background imaginable, and to have what we call an elite faculty and an egalitarian student body. No. We will be ultimately the first to have achieved this at scale in the evolution of the United States to date, growing out of Arizona and all that it represents. And this project in Mesa is just another step in that evolution for us. And so this is what all of this empowers in terms of building a new kind of university.
All right. ASU President Michael Crow, Mesa Mayor John Giles, thank you so much.
Thank you.